practice.
A knot.
Like a freaking maniac at practice.
How do you know that?
Yelling.
How
you hear it. You hear how he acts like a crazy man at practice. He's all over the field. He's got a microphone. He's yelling. He's screaming. He's emotional. And in that second half, he walked around like he didn't want to win the football game. They come out in the third quarter with their heads down, their eyes bigger than silver dollars because they got shell-shocked right before halftime. They should have came out, understood what the circumstances was, understood that this was Neyland Stadium, and then they weren't going to lose this football game. And then they weren't going to let two running backs run hog wild over them. I can't understand why the coaching staff sits over here and lets that happen. They can't stop. They can't make the tackles. They can't make the plays. But you can't act. I mean, you've got to show some emotion, man. You can't sit over there and watch your football team get beat play after play after play after play down the field and not say a word. Not look like you care. He didn't look like he cared.
No, I think I disagree with that.
I'm sure he cares. I'm sure he cares.
No,
I'm
he just
sure
doesn't
he
know
cares.
What to do.
Yeah, I think he's lost. He's never been through this.
Well, create some emotion, man. I'm not saying he doesn't care. Listen, I got respect for the guy. I think he's really tried.
Everything,
man.
He tries to do fails.
No. I'm not disagreeing with the guy not trying. I think at some point, though, you got to show some emotion to try to bring some emotion. There's nobody even on the field trying to show an emotion. There's nobody out there smacking helmets. Let's go. You know what I mean? Y'all understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand.
They look dead.
He looked dead tonight. They looked dead. The whole thing looked dead. It looked hopeless. It was sad. It's sad for everybody involved. Because the truth is, they should have been 4-0 coming into tonight. They had that fast start. They should be 5-0 right now. We should be on here celebrating the fact that we're going to crack the top 10 on Monday, because that's what Florida's doing right now. We should be on here talking about how we're going to crack the top 10 tomorrow. Period. End of sentence.
No, I agree with that. If I told you right now, if we could go back 3.5 hours ago and I looked at you, Tony, we're going to be at 14-0 before you could blink your eyes, and you would have thought we'd have won this football game, right?
Well, Arkansas's terrible. They never won a game on the road in the league under that coach. And you could see why watching them tonight. Let me ask you this. You watch Arkansas tonight at the point of attack and that big offensive line that averages across the front. They're bigger than any line in the NFL, by the way. Explain to me how this team lost, how that football team we saw tonight lost to Toledo. Would somebody please explain that to me?
I can't figure that one out. I'll be honest with you. I don't.
That guy we lost to tonight is not good.
I got to disagree there, Tony. I think he's a good coach. I don't think they have much talent. I think they play in a difficult. That guy won 3 Big Ten championships.
They beat the hell out of us tonight, and we're pretty good defensively.
A Rose Bowl. I think he's a good coach. I think he does a lot with a little.
Wow.
I got one more thing to say, guys, and I'm not going to talk about young kids. I refuse to do it. I'm not going to say how bad they are. They're college kids. They got to study. They got to go to school. They got to get up and work out. They got to play football games. But that secondary has issues, and I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to say they're terrible. I'm not going to talk about how bad they are. There's issues in the secondary.
Tell you what I wouldn't want to do with that secondary is have them playing pool with my life on the line, because they're bad with angles, brother. Have a great night.
Hey, Tony, great talking to you, man.
Score the Dino, they'd knock that 8-ball in every single time. Notre Dame has the ball down on Clemson's 2-yard line now with 15 seconds left, just like that. College football is unbelievable, and it's going on in every market of the country but here.
Clemson had the Dooley goal line defense going on there.
So beautiful.
They had about 17 people out there.
865-200.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, Bino.
5402. Go ahead, Bino.
The only way that you can motivate kids in a situation like that is to have led them to success in those situations. Those kids no more believe in this staff in those positions, and the staff hasn't given them any reason to.
People filing out of the stadium are wondering right now what I'm talking about in reference to ESPN. Why am I so on them? tonight in the second to last Arkansas drive, when they were going in for the score, both Mark Jones, who's a joke and has been for a long time, and Rod Gilmore, who's another joke. Who is Rod Gilmore? Who is he? Who is Rod Gilmore?
Sounds like a 70s porn star.
Anyway, those two guys.
That'd be Rod Gilmore.
No, Rod, anything with Rod in it works. Anyway. Boy, you guys just totally distracted me. All right. So they're up there in the booth saying, what's the matter with this crowd? This is the time to win the game. Oh, they're conditioned. They don't believe. They don't believe they can do it. They're conditioned. They don't believe they can do it. What's the matter with this crowd? What's the matter with this crowd? What's the matter with this crowd? What does that mean? What's the matter with this crowd?
You're damn right we're conditioned. We've been watching this crap for 3 years. I'm glad you guys flew in on Friday and got
Thank
to hang
you.
Out with Butch in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, we know more about it than you are. Yeah, we're conditioned.
And
great analysis there, Rod.
And you two idiots, I'll have you know that there's not another place in the country where it could have stormed like it did today, and you have as many people there to watch a team that ripped the heart out of their fan base not once but twice in the last month. In fact, it isn't even the last month. It's two times in the last 3 weeks. It's now three times in the last 20 days. So you want to pick on the fans here? Because that's a part of the narrative. You guys need to go work over there with Doc. That's what he does. Idiotic. And I reject it outright. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, ladies and gentlemen. The business of providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices. To all their customers, never going to promise you more than we can give. Both domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components. Never going to sell you something and then hang you out with no technical support, no expertise. Uh-uh. They're going to go the extra mile for you. Hydraulic supply questions you have, any needs you have, thousands of cylinders every year worldwide. Right from Granger County, Schuyler McBee Country, Tennessee. Online at DaltonHydraulic.com. And they have motors, they have anything that turns or makes mobile components work, they gonna have for you. Big win for Clemson tonight at home as they're gonna hold off 24-22, nullifying a 2-point conversion by Notre Dame. I don't like the call, guys, from Notre Dame there at the end. Bino, I got about 5 more minutes from you. Do you have anything else for me on the way out? And then Cinco Sinclair will join us.
Well, Tony, it's been terribly disappointing to this point. I just never dreamed. Everything that I thought about this team going into the season has been wrong. I thought we would be really good defensively. We have not. I thought that Dobbs would be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He hasn't been. I thought that our wide receiving core would be very good. They haven't been. It's just been a stunning year to me so far, and I've got little faith in our ability to turn this thing around. I hope I'm dead wrong, but I believe that we're going to go up to Kentucky at 2-5 on a 4-game losing streak, and that'll make that a difficult game to win, which is going to put us in November, having to sweep November to even be bowl eligible. And that will be inexcusable in year 3.
Georgia is gettable, though. Georgia is gettable in here next week, right?
I think we need.
They are gettable. Wait a second. They don't have a quarterback, guys. And they're playing on the road. They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, Tony, this is where everybody goes to get well. This is either Nealon Triage or Cake Nealon. So I don't care what they don't have. They'll find it before they get here.
Do you call this place Cape Nealon, Bino, as in, like, launching, like, Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, we launch whatever career needs to be launched here. We do it.
That's so terrible. All right, Bean Star, thank you.
I say what you will about...
Love you, Bino. Every Friday, Bino joins me. Go ahead, Dobbsy.
Say what you will about Mark Richt. Yeah, he blows some games, but he's got two SEC championships. He's a big-time coach, been in this situation before. He's not going to come in here and piss his pants on national TV the way Butch Jones has shown a tendency to do. Hey, but you know, Butch is going to have to go out there and take it. And I mean, do we have any reason to believe that he's capable of doing that?
I'm not giving up on him yet, Russell. Are you giving up on him? If you're giving up on him, then you got to call for his dad.
I don't know that I'm giving up on him. I have no confidence in the guy.
He has no confidence.
Guy. He's going to have to. Prove it.
He needs help. DeBoard's not help. He needs help.
Well, I mean, he had a chance to shake things up and bring in a big name offensive coordinator, a guy who's on the up and up, maybe somebody from the NFL or something, and he fell back on what's comfortable.
Yep.
Went conservative, which is indicative of the way he coaches in games.
Yep.
And it's blown up in his face. It might not cost him his job this year, but I have a feeling it's going to cost it. Eventually.
TC in Athens today said Georgia is gettable. Did you really say that, Tony? Don't set us up like that, man. Now, listen. Tennessee should be 5-0 football team right now. What's the number again? I'll read the number for those of you just joining. There are thousands that are in your cars right now that are listening. And here's a number that you've got to hear. Tennessee has held a lead in at least 13 has had at least a 13-point lead in each of its games, and they are now 2-3 on the year. They've had at least a 13-point lead in every football game this season. In all the other Power 5 conferences, teams that lead by 13-plus are 157-5. Tennessee is 2-3. They are not even a trend buster there. They're not even an outlier. They're like a person sleeping on a stoop. They're not even outside lying down. Look at that. Look at that. And why are they having fun there? They get to have fun over there in the rain. That sucks, man. And I'm not going to just completely go crazy on Butch Jones. I mean, he can't coach. And the nonsense that he spews at the press conferences is pure nonsense. But here's the thing. Are you going to make a change after next year? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
they come out and win the league next year.
Was it Jeremy Foley who or
do the inevitable immediately?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, why postpone the inevitable?
Well, if you're convinced that he's got to go and he's your guy and he's got to go, absolutely true.
Well, here's break it down.
I'll tell you this: you don't let Dave Hart do it. You do not have. It does not happen when Dave Hart's there.
If you lose to Georgia next week, you're probably going to lose to Alabama.
That SOB got to go.
And you're starting out 2-5 with the head ball coach coming to town. Missouri, who you haven't beaten yet, Kentucky and Vanderbilt are no cakewalks. I mean, as Bino said, you're going to be struggling to get bowl eligible at this point. If you have a losing season, Dave Hart's got a decision to make.
Dave Hart's got to go. No, well, he gets nothing.
Yeah,
it
can't be his decision.
They need to fire him tonight, in fact,
sure.
For what he did to the Lady Vols.
Yeah, I mean,
he made a mess.
And if you're.
And.
But who's going to do that? Who's going to fire Dave
and
Hart?
And by the way, his basketball coach, that guy's in like the witness protection program. You heard or seen from Rick Barnes? You know how bad season ticket sales are? Dave Hart's getting a pass in all this.
Yeah.
It's BS is what it is. Our fan base deserves a lot better.
Who's
a
in control?
Lot better.
Who's going to fire Dave Hart? Jimmy Chink ain't firing Dave Hart. And even if he did, what kind of
I'm imploring the big money people in this town to stand up and grow some coyunes and get that damn guy out of here. His reign of terror has got to end. Jim Baker and my friends over at First Mortgage Lenders. Yoshi Ho Ho. They live by the adage of under-promising and over-delivering, just like Butch Jones. First, I just took a shot at Butch Jones in this commercial. Tony, stop that.
Okay. Just do your live read, man. Concentrate.
They live by Jim's got a great story, because this America, as Rocky told us in Rocky One, is the land of opportunity. That was a little extemporaneous thing for me there, but Jim started out on a little card table all those years ago, and the guy, for the past two-plus decades at First Mortgage Lenders, has been helping folks just like you find the right mortgage loan product to fit your needs. Not his needs, your needs. Whether it's a conventional or an FHA loan, or a no-down payment option, such as a VA or a USDA Rural Development Home Loan. First Mortgage Lenders has you covered. Securing a loan is simple and straightforward. No games, no gimmicks. 865-925-0700. No games, no gimmicks, no slogans. First Mortgage Lenders. I think I'm going to be sick. Let's go to our phones. Who's with us here? Hello and welcome on our guest line.
Tony, it's me.
Cinco! Sean Sinclair. All right, my friend, your thoughts on what we saw tonight.
Well, I told you on Wednesday that I didn't like the matchup. I haven't liked this game all year, and I think, albeit the first kickoff in the first quarter, the game kind of went the way I thought it would. I thought once their running game got traction, to me it was just a matter of time. And even Bielema tried his best to screw it up, and he couldn't do it. I thought it was, you didn't see it on the scoreboard. But to me, as a football watcher, I thought it was an ass kicking.
Which is what Russell Smith said an hour ago. The stats and the game itself not indicative of where we're going. As we continue
you guys are being far too kind. You're talking about announcers on ESPN. You're talking about this and that. The bottom line is Butch Jones. And I say this without emotion. Butch Jones and his staff have no business being at a university like the University of Tennessee in the Southeastern Conference. This team is so poorly coached, it's ridiculous. There's one position group on that whole team that's playing to their level of talent, and that's the running backs. No other group on that whole team plays with the effort or the execution of the running backs. We are a program of cliches and slogans. We're a program of graphic artists trying to project some kind of false swag. We're a program of spending millions and millions of dollars on a digital video studio. We're bricks and mortar, and yet when I watch us, we look physically weaker than the teams we play. We look physically smaller than the teams we play. I'll just go down the list. The offensive line in the third year cannot block anyone.
Hang on. Stay right there before you get on the list. Stay right there. I got to remind people what we're doing here.
It's time for another hour of power on today's game. It's the Smart Way Dalton Baring fifth quarter fan reaction, where you are the star of the postgame. Presented without commercial interruption. The lines are open now. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. And now, it's time to get your host, Tony Basilio.
No commercial break interruption, ladies and gentlemen, back with you. Cinco's on a roll. Why stop now? Then we'll go back to the phones. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, like I was saying, the offensive line, they can't block anybody. The wide receivers are an embarrassment to wide receiver U. They run poor routes. They don't catch the ball. They don't block. They're ridiculous. The tight ends, when you coach tight ends, you're not a real coach. I mean, you got one guy you're coaching. You're really a recruiter. And I'll give it to Elder. If he's the special teams coordinator, special teams is, I'd say, besides Memphis,
very good.
You know, can't hit anyone. The special teams have been outstanding. So,
yep.
But I don't consider that a position group. The defensive line, the whole defense has no concept of field leverage. They have no concept of containing. They have absolutely no concept of down and distance. The safeties, besides, and I was, you know, I was kind of unsure about TK. He's the only safety that knows what they're doing. I sit there and watch. Brian Randolph's been here for 4 years, and I've been his thing. The guy can't play. McNeil, bless his heart. Our linebackers, the defensive line, I would say, is second, but it's a distant second to the running backs. They have no clue about pass lanes, no clue about, you know, setting an edge. No one on that defense can get off of a block to save their life. They overrun plays. Again, it's just, I've just wondered. I mean, we've changed things up we're a program of sleep coaches, and we're a program of smoothies and milkshakes. We're a program of disco night in the weight room. But we're not a program of blocking and tackling. And I'll say it again, the guy is probably a nice guy, but he is completely out of his depth here. He thinks this is Central Michigan and Cincinnati. It's not. It's the SEC. This is the best of the best. This is AAA to the NFL. And Russell said earlier, he literally has no answers. He's grasping at straws, trying to fill some interview air with something to say, because he has no clue how to fix it.
To the phones we go. Jerry Colquitt will be up next hour with us. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
Hello?
Yes, get on in here.
My name's John. I want to tell you something. I used to coach up there years ago, and this is most disappointing I've been in many years. I'm glad I went to the liquor store tonight. We've got one of the top schools ever in the United States. We top 10 in bowl victories, top 10 in all-time wins. And it's a joke with a man that's up there at the helm, and something's got to give. I can tell you right now that, doggone it, I, at 80 years old, could coach better in my sleep than this man's doing it as when he's awake. I have no answers other than to say, let's put the bank truck up and get somebody up there and claim the money. And damn it, let's start winning. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. You've spoken. And great, it was great seeing you last night be a big man and shake the hand and bury the hatchet. And I appreciate that. I thought that would have broken the curse. Let's go back to the phones, Gary. Next call in. If a line does become available, 865-200-5402 is your number to get on with us tonight as all lines remain jammed. And let's get our next coach. Let's get our next caller in.
We have Farmer coming up next.
What a Freudian slip that was.
Let's get our next coach in, yeah. Search committee. Let's form them.
Hey, Tony, Mark in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Marky.
I want to piggyback on a number of things you guys said. You said we're a program of cliches and slogans. No, we're a program of losers, and we've been losers for 10 years, pure and simple. I don't mean to insult people, but that's what it is. From the administration to the people who are the trustees of the university, as I've reiterated to you on the phone many times, we trust them with the leadership of the university. They're not serving us at all with this crap. This guy, I knew in the Florida game when it was 4th and 14, I sat next to my buddy, I said, Florida's scoring on this play. And boom, the defensive backs, don't you play everything to the middle of the field when you've got a 6-point lead with a minute to go and they have no timeouts? They let that guy get outside and he was going, I knew it. I knew they were going to score there. The game tonight, you knew in the first half when they tied that game, it was over. And I watched when they came out from halftime, the second half kick, most of the time the team is jumping up and down the sidelines, got their helmet raised and all that. One guy had his helmet raised, the rest just had slumped shoulders. It was over with. This guy, you get what you pay for. And Dave Hart went cheap and got a guy from Cincinnati. And I've told you, and I've made this point to you a couple of times, I'm going to say it again. When Ohio State needed a coach and had turmoil in the program and was coming off 6-7 with an interim coach, they didn't go get like a Mike Bellotti. They didn't go get Butch Jones. They went and got Urban freaking Meyer. You want to know why? because the leadership at that university knows how important the football team is and to a number, how important it is and to the number of people it is important to. These people don't, all they care about is making money and building shiny buildings and not putting a winning product on the field. It's insane. This team, this program has been losers for 10 years. Even more than that, really. A couple blips there in 06 and 07, but that's it. Losers.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you got that off your chest, because that's what we're here for. I'm here to tell you, I don't let those two fools on ESPN tell me how to think. I don't tell these let these other people in this market tell me how to think. I don't let anybody color. I trust, as Sean Sinclair said, I trust my eyes and my brain. And my eyes and my brain tell me that these guys have taken a football team that should be at the very minimum 4-1, and we're going to struggle to make a bowl game now. And he's making over $3 million a year. And I'm not, again, this is not all about let's just attack, because I feel sorry for him. Because I see a guy tonight that really is out of answers. He truly